This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hi there, good to have you along on this podcast. And What's New 24 discovered a real gem of an album this week. We've all heard of Daryl Hall, of course, Hall and Oates. This is his sixth solo album. It's quite simply called D, and myself, together with the drummer Eddie Parsons and vocalist Louise Shufflebottom, took a deep dive into it, and pretty much we loved most of it. Maybe the odd song here and there we weren't too keen on, but generally we thought the album was fantastic. See what you make of it as well. And do enjoy the podcast. Join me live on the show, weeknights 8 through 10, here on Dubai Eye 103.8. And it's that time of the week where we take an album and really kind of dissect it and kind of give our thoughts as to what we think of the album. We've done lots, hundreds of albums, and this one I'm very much looking forward to this week, because for me, the epitome of the 1980s was this guy and his partner, who have sadly fallen out. We'll get to that very, very shortly. But let's welcome our panel. It's the three of us with Louise Shufflebottom. Louise, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Mark. Glad to be back. I've had a few weeks off.
You have, yeah, yeah. You've been doing gigs, and you felt a bit under the weather, I think.
I know, I missed talking about Kate Hudson, but I'm sure...
Did you hear the Kate Hudson album?
I've not... I've got it on my thing here. I've not listened to all of it yet, because it's quite long, but I know... Lauren's a fan, so I was kind of glad that she was here instead of me.
We're all fans now.
way more to say about it than I did. So.
I'll tell you what, I was surprised. I really was surprised. You know, I'd just known Kate Hudson as an actress, never even knew she could sing.
But she sang in film, so she sang in, I mean, I know it's like, it's not really a massive singing point in the film, but she sings in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, and I think she does a bit in Almost Famous, so it kind of... It was on the radar.
Yeah. But anyway. Now we know, Eddie, that she can seriously sing.
Oh, and then
after
some.
Last week,
And then some. Incredible voice, wonderful album. And hello, everybody.
Eddie Parsons is with us as well. So
we're so blessed to have so many wonderful albums to review, and that was right up there.
It was. This one I've been so looking forward to. Am I going to love it? We shall find out. It belongs to the one and only Daryl Hall, who, of course, we all know is one half of the famous 80s duo that just had tons of hits. Blue Eyed Soul at its best, Hall & Oates, Daryl Hall and John Oates. I mean, thoughts on Hall & Oates? Let's start with Eddie on that.
Well, where do we start? I mean...
Maneater, Kiss on My List.
Sarah.
Sarah.
All their early stuff.
Private Eyes.
It just goes on and on and on. And... Then when they split up, he continued, and he had a series called Live at Daryl's House.
All the top musicians.
Basically, anyone who was anyone was on that, and that was great. And we'll speak, as you say, a bit later about what they're doing individually now, but what a great, great act. And they were, as you rightly said, iconic from the 80s, and his voice and his writing style. And it was like that sort of blue-eyed soul, as you mentioned, Yes, great.
I mean, they even had Louise, guys from The Temptations, singing with them, Eddie Kendricks. And, you know, I mean, if you're getting top guys like that to come and sing alongside you know you're pretty special.
I mean, I know for a fact that one of Emily Peacock's favourite songs in the world is Making My Dreams Come True. Like, it's her perky song, and they're like synonymous with very joyful, happy like music as well, which I like. Which we will go into whether this is the same kind of thing in a bit.
But
they've definitely got a load of tunes that are
so
up
this
there.
This album, it's quite simply called D, which I'm guessing stands for Daryl.
I'm sure it does, but I'm just interested to see whether you've had any response from anyone could guess who this was from your super subtle...
I did give a massive... Well, it wasn't a massive clue. It was a very subtle clue at the start of the show. When I played the Eurythmics, I said there's a little bit of a clue as to who we're going to be talking about. Of course, Daryl Hall's never been in the Eurythmics, but apparently he's a big mate of Dave Stewart. And here he is just talking a little bit about, you know, the pair writing together.
Except for two of them, which I wrote a little earlier, they were all written on the spot with my friend Dave Stewart. And and we just came up with ideas. I had phrases, little thoughts, and we developed songs around those things. And it all happened down in the Bahamas, where we both have houses. And so there's a little bit of a, not an island feel in the record at all, but a sort of an attitude that's casual and fun, you know? And yeah, that's, we had a lot of fun making the record.
I bet they did, down in the Bahamas, sunning themselves and writing great songs. So let's have a listen to our first tune. It's called Too Much Information from Daryl Hall's brand new album, D. There's our first piece of music then from the new album. It's called D, standing for Daryl, of course. Too Much Information. It's got Hall & Oates written all over it. The piano, the way he's playing that electric piano there, it sounds like one on one, I want to play that game tonight.
You got it.
Too Much Information, Louise.
And then the chorus sounds like just my imagination. Right. Pretty much the same notes. I was like, ooh. Generally, I like it. I just, there's certain parts where there's so much going on with the instruments that bass is coming through so loud that you can't hear like the guitar that's going wah 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 in the background, and then there's all these other little, like, generally I like it, but there's
pretty good.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
All right, paused at the right time. Generally I like it, but there's parts where I'm just like, there's loads going on, and I'm like, maybe they could have. There's this thing they say to people, like when you get dressed to go out, like if you're not sure, take one item off before you leave the house. I feel like there's certain bits, like not
good
all,
tip.
Not,
make sure it's the right
not
item.
Not the whole song, not the whole song, but there's bits in it where they could have took one bit out and it not been as.
But as a song, we like it.
But generally, like it's doing what
Daryl, you know, Hall does.
Yeah, what they do. It's like it's a very happy song and. You know, it's a little bit of a vibe, and the groove's really nice.
But I mean, yeah, we could be listening to Hall & Oates there.
Yeah.
You know, without Mr. Oates' voice, sadly, but let's hope they come back together. Too Much Information, Eddie.
Well, I thought it was great, and you're right in what both of you are saying. It could be Hall & Oates. Definite Eurythmics influence on the very beginning, though, that intro. That was definitely...
that was Dave's
Dave
bit.
Having a little, you know... But that gorgeous bass, I don't know what effect that is, but it was lovely. And the typical Hall & Oates vocals and that piano, as you've mentioned, the lovely production. And the guitar voice box, which kind of reminds you of like Richie Sambora from Guns N' Roses, Bon Jovi, or yeah. The guy from the Eagles, the blonde one.
Joe Walsh,
he used to use it. But it's very down in the mix, really well used. And the classic... as you say, Hall & Oates vocal and melody line. But great. I thought the production was really quite... It was busy, but it was quite sparse, and there was space for these weird little bits to come in and out. And I think you can see that they're having fun with this. But yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, I did as well. And that just my imagination connection.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
That's really got me singing.
I mean, we've done this so many
You'll
times.
You'll hear it now every time you listen to that song.
Yeah. We've done it so many times with all these wonderful albums we get to review. And I don't think it's a case of us saying, oh, so-and-so's copying it. So no, it's not that at all. It's just that it's good music is good music. And influences are influences. And there's only so many notes in available. And I don't think anyone's ripping anybody off, per se. But there's just that sort of feel. It conjures that up in your mind. Oh, this reminds me of this song or whatever.
Yeah. All right then. So I think generally, all in all, perhaps take a little bit out, take your jacket off. Something like
but
that.
You can leave your
earrings.
Hat on.
Yeah, take a pair of earrings off. You don't need that many accessories.
Too much information. That was the first song from Daryl Hall.
You're listening to the UAE's number one talk radio station.
This is The Night Shift with Mark Lloyd.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
Yeah, myself, Louise and Eddie, we are taking a look on What's New 24 at Daryl Hall's latest album. It's called D, co-produced by Dave Stewart of the Eurythmics. It's his sixth solo album. Of course, he's had lots of albums together with John Oates. Hall & Oates have had so many albums. Let's get another tune in. Can't Say No to You. Okay, that was actually the lead single, the first single that was released from this album. Again, it's got that dun 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 kind of piano. I didn't like the sound that he chose for, you know, that kind of vamp. We call it vamping as keyboard players, and I don't know. It just didn't feel right. If he'd stay with electric piano, I thought that would have better. And I thought it dragged a little bit, that one, Louise. It was not quite getting going for me.
Yeah, I didn't love this one. I just, it doesn't seem to go anywhere. It's chugging along. The whole point of it is it's like a, you know, for them to be at their age they're at, it's a, if he tours it, it's a, you know, we'll sing along, we'll clap in time it's for the, but, and you know, get the audience doing their na-na-na-nas, but generally like not particularly inventive with lyrics and melody. There's a lot of points where they're just making various sounds rather than
and kind of similar to the first song, I thought, you know, in a bit slower, but certainly the keyboard parts that I thought were quite similar.
I mean, it's I don't hate it, but it just there's not really much to it, is all I can say. That's not very helpful. There's just not a lot to it, really.
Well, isn't it great that again, we've said this about some of the older artists that are still churning out albums. He's still got his voice. As soon as it comes on, as you guys rightly said, it's not one of his better songs, but it's still, it's him. You know that it's Hall & Oates to all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, he's still got that voice. It's happy. It's sing along. And yeah, it's okay. I'm sure that the rest of the album will be a bit better, but it's not bad. It's just, but I'm just really pleased to hear that every now and again, these artists that were perhaps from an earlier era can still turn out some good stuff. Occasionally we get some artists you kind of think, well, you know, we did that sort of New Kids on the Block album recently, didn't we? And whilst they can all still sing, we all, I think, generally felt that it was like, should have kind of stayed where you were. And again, with the Lenny Kravitz album, that's it wasn't really one thing or another. He's done better stuff. Whereas this, if you like Hall & Oates, you'll probably like this.
As we say all the time, it's for the fans. It's one for the fans.
Yeah, and I mean, like Eddie mentioned in the break, you know, these guys can do it. I mean, we, how long ago was it that we reviewed the Boss, the Bruce Springsteen album?
That was one of my, you know, and that great was one of my first
was that
shows?
The Soul album, because that was amazing.
That was last year.
That was brilliant.
Yeah. So that was last year, and he could record the songs that he wanted. Nobody could tell him what to do. And I'm guessing it's pretty much the same with Daryl Hall. Yeah. You know, if he said, the record company says, I want to make another album.
Or perhaps he's going to be touring soon and he has some new material to put out to go along with all the greatest hits that he'll perform, you know.
Yeah, but it's not a massive, there's only 9 songs on it.
Yeah, but he can chuck them in with like,
chuck them in with
stuff.
All the other.
No,
all,
I know, but I'm saying
stuff.
Compared to some of the albums that we have listened to and reviewed that are that kind of like people just doing their own thing, like it's 9's not quite, 9's not actually a lot these days, really, is it?
No,
it's like,
let's get another one in. This is Rather Be a Fool from Daryl Hall.
I can sleep away in the bed I made. That's the truth I see. Time is talking to me. All the heart I had, all the good I gave, it turned back on me. So I'm starting to believe I'd rather be a fool. 'Cause a fool don't know what's going on. Rather be a fool, 'cause a fool don't know what's going on. Are you up all night? Your letters in my hand, I can't understand what fire you're trying to light. Is it just a revenge? I don't believe that it's the end. Don't take it out on me, 'cause I'm too tired to fight. I'd rather be a fool, 'cause a fool don't know what's going on. Whoa, 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 whoa. fool, cause a fool don't know what's going on.
Very soulful on the vocal there, Louise. And I love it, just the Fender Rhodes piano and strings there. Nice and simple, but really showing off his vocal chops.
Yeah, I definitely like this. This is like miles away from the last one. There's way more, like, there's less going on, but there's more going on, if that makes any sense whatsoever. Like, that's just, it's the melody and everything's just a lot nicer than the other one. And he loves that bass sound, whatever that.
Yeah, I think whatever it's some sort of like, synth, that particular synth sound, bass or something, but it's lovely. Yeah.
Clearly, it's the interesting thing about this one is there's clearly a lot of modern sounds in there, like the, obviously not the real drums and all that kind of stuff.
Soulful,
old school,
yeah,
like
yeah.
It's quite a, like this is quite a good mixture of old and new. For I think just my honest my humble opinion, like there's just a little bit more. It's a good mix of, yeah, him being super soulful and then there being some elements of, like, super modern producing with the sounds that he's using.
Yeah.
And it just seems to, like, gel really well. I
it does.
This one.
I mean, Eddie, you've just looked up. He's 77 years of age.
Yeah, 77, and he still sounds really cool, you know. Nice, big, live, sort of over-ambient drum sound. Again, it's very reminiscent of that sort of big, heavy reverb 80s soul ballad,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and it's
yeah.
That it's this, it's these guys, it's Bolton in his
Michael
era,
Bolton,
Michael
yeah,
Bolton,
yeah.
And a few other, and Vandross perhaps, and a few other acts of that era, and yeah, and he's still doing it, and who are we to critique, but yeah, I think the voice is still there. That big drum sound was nice to hear. I don't know if it's real. It sounded like it was real to me, but who knows nowadays? The technology's so good, it's hard to tell.
Mm.
But yeah, it was nice. I liked it. And the Fender Rhodes, beautiful.
Yeah, if I had a voice like that at 77,
yeah,
I'd
yeah, really.
You say that. You say that like you can't. You say that like you've not got a great voice, and then you post these videos, and I'm like, I need more of this, Mark. Like,
yeah.
I need more of these.
Oh, I ain't 77 yet.
No, I didn't mean.
We'll take a break.
This is The Night Shift with Mark Lloyd.
On Dubai Eye 103.8, the UAE's number one talk radio station.
Yeah, welcome back. A not yet 77-year-old Mark Lloyd is with you on the show.
That's not what I meant.
I know. I mean, we were just talking about Daryl Hall's voice. He has still got it. There's no two. It's got a little bit thinner, which one would expect, Eddie, at 77?
Absolutely. And as we were saying off air, I think it was a little while back we reviewed Michael Bolton's new album, and you could tell that he has been ill, but it's definitely nowhere near the Michael Bolton that we were all familiar with in the 80s. It has drastically changed. And another guy I mentioned was Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin, who's still performing solo. Now, admittedly, he doesn't do the hard rock anymore, but he still does a few Zeppelin songs, but in a very sort of melodic bluegrass kind of style. But his range is very limited now because obviously he's had years of belting it out. It's, and he's in the same age group of these sort of latter stars.
Yeah.
Ironically, you still have someone like Mick Jagger that still sounds the same now as he did back then. No, make of that what you will. But and Paul McCartney is another one that can't, you know, you hear him now and it's like, only just, you know.
What do you think, Louise?
It would be wrong of me for us to have this conversation and me not mention Ms. Stevie Nicks.
Right.
As I am wearing the T-shirt. But she's in the... She's
on
76,
her,
and she's currently in the middle of her, I want to say world tour, because I think she's been everywhere. She's going to be in the UK
okay.
this month, I think, Hyde Park.
But she's
and
still...
And she's still...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
And still she, got the chops.
She does the whole show. Like, it's not like she's doing it with a band or anybody else. Like, it's not like the Fleetwood Mac day. She's not sharing those vocals, and she's still absolutely.
I saw a recent interview of her, and she was, I think, promoting this very tour. And basically, she was saying, if you can't still do it, if you can't still rock and roll, don't do it. So she can still do it, and it's, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, another tune from the album D from Daryl Hall, Not the Way I Thought It Was.
Great expectations, they come and they go. Lifetime of trying and failing.
Okay, Not the Way I Thought It Was, another tune there from this album, D, from Daryl Hall. Again, doing what it says on the can, delivering Daryl Hall. I just hope that Hall & Oates make things up, sort things out, whatever the business side of it is, and make more music together, because the back catalogue is just too big to ignore, and it's too much talent and too much work that's gone into that. That's my opinion, anyway.
No, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Like, it is a shame that their issues have got in the way of them. But this, yeah, this is very much Hall and Oates together vibes. Like,
yeah.
It's got
like a... I can't
like
go
a,
for that. Kiss on My List.
The song's gone out of my head. Not Private Eyes. it'll come to me in a minute when we change the subject. That's always going to happen.
Go on, Eddie.
Classic Hall and Oates. Love it. It's got everything in it, and a great, very interesting chord change in the middle and progression. Yeah, great, love it. Classic.
Yeah. Have you thought of it yet, Louise?
It's going to come to me.
Yeah. Private Eyes.
It might have been Private Eyes.
That's the one.
This is Walking In Between the Raindrops.
It's great.
Thank you.
So walking in between the raindrops, that one. Louise, it's all about groove with Daryl Hall and John Oates, isn't it? There's only two, maybe three chords in that. And, you know, he's going need. From one to the other, but the groove is just right there.
The groove of this is just, it's got me in a chokehold. This is the one that I think when I listened to it the first time, I was like, oh, I'm going to give this a second listen because it's such a vibe. And you can't, like, I'm always grateful that there's no cameras on us in the studio because the amount of dancing I do when I like a song, Mark and everyone else can tell because I'm dancing to it. But yeah, this one's like, this has definitely got a very cool...
Yes, full-on like, soul groove, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, which we know I love a bit of soul. And it's like, there's some interesting stuff in here with the, like, you can hear it now. I like Spanish guitars, really.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah. I like that one. Eddie,
this should have been the single.
Yeah,
it should
what
have been
the
single.
The single was, and we played it earlier
two tracks
on,
ago, I think.
It was Can't Say No to You.
Right. Yeah.
This is again, as you guys have been saying, it's classic Blue Eyed Soul, and it's Daryl Hall at his best. It's
what he does.
It's what he does. Just do more of this. Just do more of this. This is what. He's good at this. Is what you're going to hear on this is Radio Sunshine Music.
Yeah. Dave's on this one as well, isn't he? Dave Stewart's actually on this.
And there's interesting guitar because if you listen carefully for the guitar, he's been very clever in Dave Stewart with the use of guitar on this whole album. And this had shades of sort of the Police, but very very subtle. Bling 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 bang bang. Really
clever. He's a master producer.
Clever production, but interesting guitar. A little subtleties here and there, but yeah. Yeah, this is the more of this, please. More of this.
More of this. Well, I've got one more tune. We won't get it all in, but we'll have a sample of it. It's called Break It Down to the Real Thing. In the pocket. Eddie, you made a perfect analogy of that guitar sound.
Yeah, it's Isley Brothers, isn't it?
It's Summer Breeze, isn't it?
Summer Breeze. But this is what I'm talking about. This track and the last track, this is the groove. This is what he's great at.
Yeah.
More of this. He should have, these two songs should have been at the beginning of the album and it should have been more of this. Who am I to say? But this is just wonderful. Yeah, and this is great summer music. And it just, it's classic Hall & Oates.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah, it is. Those are the best two on the
this,
album.
But this is why the other one was so like disappointing because it just, it didn't have any of that, like the stuff that this has got. So it was a bit like, sorry to use the word meh, but the other one was a bit meh. And then you get these two and you're like,
wow,
why are they not all like this? They've got this groove and everything. Apart from the,
they have good days and bad days, don't they?
Do you remember when we did the Justin Timberlake album?
And he said this could have stayed off the album.
Yeah, and he had like 100 tracks and they only chose 18. It was like, well, what were the other 80 odd like? But yeah, more of this. Yeah. This is great.
Yeah, oh, I just love it. Yeah. Shall we groove a bit more?
This is what Hall & Oates fans want and expect and love about this album.
A bit more.
Yeah. Can you understand?
Lovely, guys. Great to see you both dancing. Louise, where can we see those moves in town?
My awkward moves. you can see this week in Wave House on... Hang on, I have to get this right because we're on and off because of the football. Thursday from 7 p.m. and then Saturday and Sunday but I'm not 100% sure of the times because we're working around the fixtures at the moment.
Yeah, of course. The football comes first.
Yeah.
Eddie, when's this? What is it? This beach ball band or some beach kite band?
The Beach Kites.
The Beach Kites.
Yes, well...
new band, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Stay tuned, everybody. Stay tuned.
Mark Lloyd's getting his fingers back, getting his chops back. And
we're putting the band back together.
The Beach Kites. Guys, thank you so much for being with us on the show. I had a lot of fun.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8,
the UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.